Welcome to Frustrated and Exhausted, the podcast for women in leadership, where I help you fulfill your ambitions without sacrificing your sanity or your resilience. In this episode of Frustrated and Exhausted, I'm going to be talking about mansplaining and trying to figure out what is going on with that, why does it happen so often, and what do we do about it? Now, I don't know if any of you saw the TikTok video of PGA pro golfer Georgia Ball. This video went viral, and I'll stick the link to it in the show notes, because if you haven't seen it, it's a perfect example of what happens on an almost daily basis to many, many women. And Georgia was there on the driving range, working on something that her coach had told her to practice. She's videoing the practice so that they can kind of take a closer look at what was happening with her swing. And there's a man next to her who is kind of obviously also there hitting some balls and, you know, doing his thing. And he continually interrupted her to try to tell her what she was doing wrong. And he got quite irate with her when, in a very polite way, when she just kept ignoring him and doing her thing. And she went back to him and said, look, this is something I'm working on. You're following my coach's instructions. I'm basically trying to say leave it in a very polite way, but he didn't get the hint. And he kept sort of saying, you know, but I've been doing this for 20 years. And why did he believe that he knew best, that he was more expert than her? You know, she's hinted that she's got a coach. She's clearly practicing. So she's, you know, something that she works on. But because she was younger and because she was female, he believed that he had more expertise. Now, clearly in this instance, he didn't. But where does this propensity for mansplaining actually come from? And how on earth do we counter it when it is so widespread? So I saw a lot of men in the week of IWD, so International Women's Day, commenting on women's posts around their experience and sort of some of the research that's out there, and some of the kind of celebrations that were sort of going on around it. And while a lot of men were really supportive, both in terms of acknowledging gender bias, but also in terms of the dialogue that needs to happen around gender equity for everyone and the benefits of that, there were a number of times I saw, you know, men being called out on these posts for mansplaining to women on International Women's Day. In a week where we've, you know, as I'm recording this, where we've also seen Diane Abbott shut down in Parliament, not allowed to speak on a racist comment and the kind of furore surrounding that, you know, and literally 46 times they said that she stood up in Parliament to try and speak, and 46 times she was ignored, and something that she is named in and part of. And, you know, when these things are going on, and we're in IWD month, it's beyond ironic. So, you know, this is a real thing, and it's a real thing around kind of women's voices being shut down and not heard. Now, sometimes, well, fundamentally, a lot of the time, mansplaining comes from a place of trying to share knowledge and be kind and helpful, kind of from the perspective of a man. From the perspective of a woman who's on the receiving end, it can be massively undermining. It's undermining our expertise. It shuts down our voices. You know, there's quite a bit of research around the way in which women will then, if they are mansplained, and this goes for interrupting as well, they will then be silent in the rest of the meeting. You know, they'll just withdraw. And, you know, so it really, really matters. It's based on the unconscious and sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes conscious bias that men's knowledge and their understanding and their opinions are better, are more accurate, and somehow are more worth listening to. And, you know, there is, of course, that link to interrupting as well in there, you know, kind of being cut across. No, well, it can't be that. I'm going to explain why you're wrong. That link to interrupting can really be seen. There was this is quite an old example, but it's a belter. There's a panel discussion back in 2015 in the US about the need to attract and develop more women in tech. And on the panel were the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, Steve Jobs' biographer, Walter Isaacson, and Megan Smith. Now, Megan Smith was at that time the CTO of the United States, so of the entire country. And whenever she tried to talk about the need for women's voices to be heard more in technology, she was literally talked over and interrupted every single time. And in the end, this got picked up in the Q&A when briefly, I think, the head of Google's gender and diversity team at the time stood up and asked Isaacson and Schmidt whether they were aware of their own gender biases when they continually interrupted Smith during the discussion, so that her voice really hadn't been heard. And neither of them, of course, had an answer to that. Now, the term mansplaining originates from a blog written by a lady called Rebecca Solnit back in 2008. And she defined the term as when a man interrupts a woman to explain something that she knows more about than him. Does that sound familiar to anybody? You know, there is a tendency for our expertise to just not be acknowledged. And again, I want to note that I have seen women do this to each other as well, where they just don't acknowledge another woman's expertise in a meeting or in a room or when she's making a point. And I think it shows how complex gender bias can be, because we have it as well. So, you know, maybe something to have a bit of a think about if you see this happen or if you notice it yourself. As a side note, Solnit's actually, that blog has now turned into a book. So there's clearly kind of a lot of material there. And again, I'll pop the link to the book in the show notes in case anybody wants to have a look at it a bit further. So we understand, you know, mansplaining as a concept. That's the concept. We understand that there is a link to interrupting as well, because often, you know, a woman might be in flow, the interruption happens, and then she's mansplained. So it's kind of like a double whammy. And it can really grind you down. It undermines confidence, it undermines self-esteem, it undermines our belief in our own expertise. So it can make it really hard then to kind of continue to speak up and to make our points and to be heard. So how do we deal with it? Well, obviously, you know, we could get quite angry, because when it keeps happening, all the feelings are felt, let's face it. We can be angry, we can be frustrated, we can show that. We can be quite direct about that as well, you know, depending on the environment. But there are risks to that. And again, this does depend a lot on context and culture of the organisation that you're working in. But if a woman is that direct, you know, and kind of basically says, you've just mansplained me, it can be quite easy to be shot down as, you know, showing arrogance or, you know, being showy about your own knowledge and expertise. And again, if you take the alternative, which is, you know, maybe not to point it out in quite that way, but to say, actually, I'm an expert in this. This is what I do. I know about this. And, you know, point to some examples of that. Again, that can play into those stereotypes of, you know, women in these positions being arrogant or showy. And, you know, you can find yourself in, again, it's yet another double bind that we kind of face. Another way, you know, sometimes we just have to suck up those double binds and go for it. You know, if you feel strongly about it, then, you know, does it matter if somebody maybe sees that as you being a bit showy, if it means that actually they sit back eventually and go, well, okay, fair point. You are an expert in that. Really underlying any bias are the assumptions that we make about each other. And I think this is really crucial, because we all make assumptions about other people. You know, socially it's a bit of a shortcut. You know, it goes along with stereotyping. It's sort of like you put people in boxes and therefore you make assumptions and you try to read into behaviour on that basis. It is kind of how we kind of operate socially. But when we make those assumptions, we are also making ourselves even more vulnerable to our bias. And again, we all have the conscious ones and the unconscious ones. So when we think about understanding our assumptions and other people's assumptions, in this context of mansplaining, you know, one of the simplest ways to highlight that unconscious bias is to sort of ask, you know, what is it that you're assuming here when you're telling me this? What are you assuming? Because the underlying assumption is that you don't know your stuff. And probably you do. So actually just asking the question, you know, what are you assuming, makes somebody hopefully stop and think. The alternative approach, again, you could do some noticing. I'm noticing that you keep telling me about X, because often these things happen repeatedly, don't they? You do know that I'm an expert in that, don't you? You know, again, that's a little bit more direct, but it kind of highlights the fact that it's a repeated pattern. And that's also important, because these things usually are repeated patterns. You can take it further still as well. And, you know, you could kind of say, well, I wonder what makes you assume that I don't know that. I quite like that one personally. But, you know, why are you assuming that I'm not aware of your, you know, that point? And really, it's just trying to get other people to notice and to have a dialogue about it. To make them pause and think. Because, you know, we all rattle out things, you know, stock phrases, based on our assumptions of a situation or a person. And those assumptions and those biases are based on our reading of gender, social class, race, you know, religion, all of it really. So really starting to ask about people's assumptions can open up a conversation. Obviously, the way that I've said some of those things there, you know, it's quite, my tone has probably been quite telling, but you can ask it in a softer tone and it'll come across as, you know, this is, I'm genuinely curious about this. I'm genuinely curious about why you're assuming that about me. Now, like I've said, we all make assumptions about ourselves as well and about our own capabilities, and we make those same assumptions about other people too. So again, if you're looking to dig into your own bias, or help other people to dig under theirs, you know, just keep asking that one question. What am I assuming? It is amazing how much this can open up your own perspectives and find your own blind spots, actually, because, you know, we're not aware of what we're not aware of at the end of the day. But if you kind of look at a scenario, if you find yourself in a difficult position, if you find yourself in some kind of might be conflict, you know, it might be some kind of, you're clashing with somebody repeatedly, or you're trying something and it's just not working. Ask yourself, what am I assuming? What am I assuming about their perspective? What am I assuming about their position? And just keep asking yourself that, and you will get to the bottom of it, and, you know, it will open up the way that you can think around an issue. I love that question, and it comes up a lot when I coach people as well, because it is really about that. We make these assumptions as kind of neurological shortcuts. You know, it's the way our brain shortcuts in order to kind of speed up, you know, our processing power, if you like. And that's great in many circumstances because it allows us to operate quickly. But in complex environments, it's a real risk because it risks us not really thinking things through and making assumptions that can be quite dangerous and unfair. So just to summarise, mansplaining. We've talked about what it is and where that term comes from. We've talked about some examples of what that can look like in practice and how it can kind of be really pervasive, actually, in all sorts of arenas. And I've given some suggestions of some questions we can ask to open up a dialogue. You know, like I said, you can be really direct with people if that feels right for you and it's right for the environment that you're in, and just say, I think you're assuming that I don't know X, Y, Z, or I'm not an expert in this. Actually, I am, and that's why I'm taking this position, and restate your point. Or if you want to have a kind of more exploratory conversation, you can ask about assumptions. What am I assuming? What are you assuming? And start to kind of, you know, put those more difficult kind of questions on the table. And it makes for a much richer conversation, a much more meaningful conversation, not only about bias and about listening to each other, but also about the topics that we're actually, you know, the problems that we're trying to solve and the topics that we're trying to kind of shift forward. So yeah, definitely a question worth asking. I've popped all the various links in the show notes for the material that I've referenced in this episode. And I wanted also to let you know that I'm running a free kind of lunchtime series of masterclasses, just one-on-one, called Women at Work Beyond Stereotypes. The first one kind of was about exploring gender and types of leadership. And April's masterclass is going to be on getting comfortable with conflict, which is a really meaty topic. And, you know, in sort of 45 minutes-ish, we'll see how far we get. But it's a really good one. So if you want to sign up for those, they are available on replay. So if you can't make the date, you know, don't worry about it. I can send recordings out by email. The link to sign up to those is in the comments, and I would love to see you there. If you would like to share your examples of mansplaining, or if you've got any questions about kind of assumptions and how you tackle assumptions, really feel free to connect on LinkedIn, send me a message, or drop me an email, hello@resonateleadership.co.uk. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frustrated and Exhausted. Hit the follow button for future episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at Resonate Leadership and LinkedIn at Ruth Alexandra Wood. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Frustrated and Exhausted is brought to you by Resonate Leadership and the wonderful team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Ruth Wood. Take care and speak to you soon.